Faith by Anna Tejano. Chapter 14, Part 2. I spent a lot of time here after my last relationship. Oh. Now it was my turn to be nervous. The solitude of the chapel and his nearness had made me very aware of what had made its way into my consciousness ever since I met Lucy. Nico was available. I couldn't deny the thrill I felt at this thought, but at the mention of his last relationship, I felt a little drop in my stomach. Sure, Lucy wasn't his girlfriend, but it didn't automatically mean that there wasn't anyone else in his heart. I pulled my knees up and hugged them against me as I waited for him to continue. "It was years ago, back in Iloilo," he said. "Ugly breakup. I thought we would end up together, but 3 years in, I found out she had been cheating on me with this guy she met at work. When I confronted her about it, she denied it, then broke up with me a week later, saying she couldn't believe I didn't trust her." I gaped at him. "She had the nerve to break up with you after cheating on you?" "When I think about it now, I think she did that because she couldn't own up to what she did," Nico said. "I tried to talk to her, but she didn't want to talk to me. And when some of her common friends told me that she had started posting photos of her with the other guy on social media, I finally gave up. I let it go." "Have you two ever had the chance to talk about it?" He shook his head. "No. I still run into her every now and then when I go home. She has a family now. But we never got past beyond the casual, hi, hello. I just had to accept that it had ended when it was supposed to. Faith helped a lot. I almost fell off the bench." "What?" I gasped, untangling my legs and setting them down on the ground. The tiny distance I had kept between us was gone when I sat upright. Was it just my imagination, or did he seem to press against me? Nico's next words were soft as he spoke in his dialect.
"Hugot nga pagtuo, Faith. Pagtuo nga mabaton gidnaton, ang mga butang nga aton ginalauman."
He looked up at the chapel and I gazed at his profile, holding my breath.
"Pagtuo nga bisan wala pa naton nakita, ang mga butang nga ginapromisa sang Dios, nagapati kita, nga mabaton gidnaton ini."
Even with my rudimentary knowledge of Ilonggo, I understood him quite well. He smiled, shrugging his right shoulder, where I knew the Bible verse was permanently marked on his skin.
Hebrews 11 verse 1. I clung to it because that was all I had left when my heart was shattered, and my faith led me to where I am now. He held my gaze. Here.
The silence that followed was filled with longing. I wasn't sure if it was his or mine, but I felt it on my skin, in the way the air seemed to crackle between us. What felt like a million thoughts ran through my mind. Does he mean what I think he means? Does he mean that he likes me too? I really, really like him. I'm so glad I'm with him right now. I really want to kiss him. If Nico was surprised when I reached out to touch his cheek, I didn't see it, because I had already closed the space between us and gently pressed my lips against his. It was over quickly, because panic seized me just as quickly. I broke away, apologies bursting from my mouth.
Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. It's free. They provide tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or laptop or whatever device you're using. Anchor will distribute it for you. So, like the Romance Class podcast, your podcast can be on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many other places. We enjoyed producing an entire novel as a podcast, and we think there should be more Filipino stories in this format. If this is something you want to do, download the free Anchor app to get started.
But he silenced me when he took my face gently between his hands, pulled me back to him, and kissed me. You'd think I'd know what to expect from the kiss, but this time his lips zapped all coherent thoughts from my head. They were soft and tentative at first, hinting at an unspoken question that I answered when my eyes fluttered close and my lips parted. He pulled me closer, steadying me with the arm he had snaked around my waist, his other arm on my nape, his fingers playing lightly with my hair.
The light stubble on his face tickled my skin, and like a match struck on a rough surface, it was as if he had set me on fire. I clutched at his collar and pulled at him, feeling a kind of frenzy that made me want to take more of him now. But he set the pace, his kiss calm and unhurried, slowing me down as if he was teaching me to savor the moment. It filled me with warmth and light, down to the corners of those empty spaces in me that had been aching ever since the breakup. And it spoke volumes about what had been going on between us in the past months, as if it answered all my unspoken questions and desires. When we broke apart after what felt like forever, he leaned his forehead against mine, one hand on my cheek as our breaths mingled. I put one hand on his chest, the wild beating of his heart matching mine. I opened my eyes slowly and watched his lips curve into a smile, his dimple making a dent on his cheek. I reached up to touch it, and he slowly opened his eyes. "You don't know how long I've wanted to do that, French fries," he whispered, his voice low and husky, before letting out a happy little chuckle. A happy little chuckle that echoed the song in my heart. This episode was sponsored by What Kind of Day by Mina V. Esguerra. A senator's speechwriter accidentally joins a tour of his own city, and through his passionate tour guide, gets to experience a new side of Manila on what should have been the worst day of his career. Available on Amazon, Apple Books, Kobo, Google Books, and other retailers worldwide. Keep the Faith by Anna Tejano. Text copyright, Anna Tejano. Narrated by Jade Albert. Produced by Tanya Arpa and Mina V. Esguerra. Purchase the Keep the Faith ebook and paperback on Amazon now at bit.ly/keepthefaithbook. Season 3 of the Romance Class podcast features an unabridged audio version of a novel by a Filipino author featuring a Filipino narrator. We do this to make the work of Filipino authors more accessible to more readers and introduce Filipino voices in more ways than one. Help readers find us by leaving a review or a rating in Apple Podcasts. You can listen to the podcast on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or any podcatcher of your choice. You can find the links to subscribe on romancepodcast.com. Subscribe, share, live tweet as you listen. Add hashtag romanceclass so we can find your reactions and feedback. If you would like to sponsor this podcast, email mina@romancepodcast.com. Find more romance books by Filipino authors on romanceclassbooks.com.
We enjoyed producing an entire novel as a podcast, and we think there should be more Filipino stories in this format. If this is something you want to do too, consider using Anchor. Anchor distributes your podcast to Apple Podcasts and many other places, and it's free. They also provide creation tools so you can record and edit your podcast on your phone or your device of choice. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.